This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran issued a warning on Sunday to the U.S. over potentially targeting two cargo ships in the Mideast, long suspected of serving as forwarding operating bases for Iranian commandos. The statement from Iran appears to signal Tehran's growing unease over the U.S. strikes in recent days in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen targeting militias backed by the Islamic Republic. U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas officials are reviewing a proposed ceasefire deal that suggests pauses in Gaza attacks in exchange for prisoner releases. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Senior Hamas officials say that the group is studying a proposed ceasefire deal that would include a stop to the fighting in Gaza and large-scale prisoner release. But the militants appear to rule out some key components. A top Hamas leader says in a public statement that their focus is on alleviating the suffering of the people in Gaza by striving for a complete end to aggression. But Hamas's numerous conditions clash with a multi-stage proposal that officials from Egypt, Israel, Qatar, and the U.S. recently presented. The proposal does not include a permanent ceasefire. Efforts continue for international mediators to close wide gaps between Israel and Hamas. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claimed on Sunday that 17 of Hamas's 24 combat battalions had been dismantled. He said the rest were mostly in the southern Gaza Strip, including Rafah, on the enclave's Egyptian border.